Peter Dutton is the Health Minister. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Peter Dutton, it's your expectation that GPs will pass the $5 cost on to patients, isn't it?
As they do now, Chris. So doctors make decisions each day about whether they bulk bill patients. Some clinics decide to bulk bill 100% of patients, and other doctors will only bulk bill a few patients. So that decision's with the doctor now, and we continue that principle.
But that's the point of all this, isn't it, to put a price signal into the system, and those doctors that get cut $5 will pass that $5 cost on?
Well, we believe very strongly in having a price signal. There's no sense me pretending to Australians that when you walk through the door of your GP that everything can be for free. We have to say that we want to make Medicare sustainable, to strengthen it for an ageing population with all of the costs that will be coming down the line with personalised cancer medicines and robotic surgery, all the rest of that cost that will be built into the system for the next generation. We have to make sure that we've got sustainable growth in Medicare, and that means that we have to ask for a contribution. But for 8 million Australians, in our announcement yesterday, we've been able to say that there will be no change to the rebate or the way in which you are billed when you go to see a GP. And I think that's important for the exemption. So it includes all children under the age of 16, residents in residential aged care, veterans. It includes pension card holders, concession card holders. So there's a big opportunity for us to help those people, but we can't pretend that everything can be for free. That's the reality.
And for the 15 million other people, you want some of them to go to the doctor less. That's the idea of making it more expensive, isn't it?
Well, the idea of changing the Level B consultation that you spoke about in the introductory remarks, the way in which that works at the moment is that doctors, in some practices, will churn patients through very quickly every 6 minutes. We believe, and I think the evidence bears this out, that longer, more meaningful consultations will result in better health outcomes, particularly for those with chronic disease. And I think the fact that all doctors essentially have praised this particular measure shows that we can get better value for our money, we can get better patient outcomes, and we can make Medicare sustainable. And I think they're the principles that we've adopted out of our announcement yesterday.
And the assumption in all this and the way that you save money is that you want fewer people to go to the doctor.
Well, if it's inappropriate for people to be going to the doctor, if we can have somebody more appropriately seen in 10 minutes than 2 or 3 6-minute consultations, and certainly that's the advice from some of the doctors that I've spoken to, the GPs at the coalface, then I think that's a good principle.
And that's the way the government saves money. And that's the way the government saves money.
Well, in part it is. And we also freeze the indexation across the MBS. It's important to understand that today we spend about $20 billion a year on Medicare. We're raising $10 billion from the Medicare levy. But the very important point is that the gap, the $10 billion gap, grows and grows each year because of the ageing of our population. The MBS, the Medicare schedule expenditure, has gone up by 43% over the last 5 years alone. So we do have to make sure that it's sustainable. And as I say, Labor's proposal that everything can be free to everybody is just
but
not sustainable.
The risk in all of this is that the people who will choose not to go are the ones that can't afford it, not necessarily because they don't need to go, but because they can't afford to go.
Well, by definition, we've provided support so that there can be a continuation of bulk billing for those 8 million Australians that I just spoke of, and in particular for older Australians who might have a concession card or be on a pension or a part pension, have a Commonwealth Seniors Health Card, all children under the age of 16, so particularly important around immunisation, development of support around mental health, all of those issues and concerns we've listened to, not just from doctors but from our own backbench in their consultation with their constituents, but Australians generally and the crossbench as well. I mean, we've been listening very carefully to all of the input. We've changed our plan, and I think we've got a more reasonable arrangement on the table.
What makes you think that this will be any more acceptable to the public when the GPs will plaster the walls of their surgeries with signs that say the government has imposed a $5 charge?
Well, what the doctors do will be an issue for them. Certainly, most of the doctor groups I spoke to yesterday were understanding of the government's approach, certainly supportive around aspects of the plan. And frankly, I think that the fact that Bill Shorten's at sixes and sevens about what they're going to do says that this is a much more reasonable arrangement. And on that basis, I think we deserve support not just from the senators, but from doctors and people who are interested in seeing Medicare sustained and strengthened for another generation.
You've also frozen the indexation on the Medicare schedule, which means the gap grows over time and the cost to patients will grow over time.
Well, that's the outcome, Chris, and we're not stepping away from that. We believe very strongly that there needs to be a price signal in the system, because there's just no sense pretending that operations or consultations can all be for free. The fact is, for people without concession cards, 7 out of 10 at the moment are bulk billed. Across the population, about 83 out of every 100 consults are for free, and we just don't think that that is sustainable. Now, we have a more reasonable approach in what we've suggested yesterday, and as I say, I think most people have supported the approach so far, and we need the support of the senators, obviously, but this is about providing protection for those who are most vulnerable and making sure that Medicare is sustainable at the same time.
Are you planning an advertising campaign?
Well, if we need to provide information, we will, and I think it's important.
So is that a yes?
Well, we haven't made a decision, is the answer, Chris, but I think there is an argument for us to provide people with information.
And that's an argument that you're going to make to Cabinet to get an advertising campaign?
Well, as I say, we haven't made a decision in relation to that, but I think it is important that, I think it is very important, frankly, that we counter much of the misinformation that's about, because this is a balanced package. It does provide sustainability to Medicare. It does improve health outcomes. And it says to doctors that we value your time, but we want to have a payment system for doctors which is sustainable. And at the moment, the way in which Labor had increased expenditure under the MBS, particularly over the course of the last 5 years, means that Medicare would collapse under its own weight if we don't make sensible changes today. Finally
and briefly, what makes you think that the Senate will tick off on this?
Well, we've had long and protracted conversations with the independent senators, which has been an interesting experience. But that continues, and I think there's a lot of good faith there. I think a lot of what they've suggested to us has been reflected in the changes that we've made. We've had discussions with the senators yesterday and overnight, and I'll meet and discuss further with them what it is we're proposing. And I think on that basis, it's certainly worthy of support, because we'll get better health outcomes and the greater sustainability of Medicare.
Peter Dutton, thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
And Peter Dutton is the Health Minister.